This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. The partners supports the call to turn to indigenous food and two men sought for Lamontville murder. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Several partners reinforced the message to turning to indigenous high-quality food during their talk on 17 June 2025 at the university's Anniversary Lane, where staff and students purchased indigenous food primarily from small-scale farmers, some of whom are former university students. The Dean of Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences, Professor Alfred Msomi, described the event as a celebration of our rich cultural heritage, innovation, and transformative power of indigenous food systems. Londiwe Ncube, the food security manager at eThekwini Municipality's Food and Nutrition Security, delivered a powerful message to the attendees and buyers. Ncube wished that people would change their attitudes towards the food they buy and eat. Ncube was referring to urban farming, that people living in urban areas are advised to practice farming. She continued and advised people about the nutritional value of vegetables like imfino. Other participants in the event included Enterprises Ilembe, the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, and a UNICEF volunteer, among others. Sianda Kumalo reports more about this for us.
Professor Msomi, referring to the entrepreneurship spirit that the farmers exhibited, said, "Your insights on entrepreneurship, land use, sea preservation, and food system transformation have not only educated us, but also reignited our commitment to the Sustainable Development Goal 2, Zero Hunger, whose objective is to end hunger and malnutrition in all forms by 2030. Professor Msomi described the effort by the university students and other participants as brilliant, as they showcased indigenous foods, shared knowledge, and demonstrated the potential of these traditions in shaping sustainable futures. Professor Msomi said that the energy, creativity, and collaboration on display are a testament to what we can achieve when we unite under a common purpose. For MET Radio News, I am Sianda Kumalo.
In other news, the police in Lamontville, south of Durban, are looking for two men, Melusi Ricardo Dramas and Taba Nikasa, who are known to be residents of the Lamontville area. The police believe they can help solve a murder case, as they were reportedly standing with the victim on the day of the murder. The KZN SAPS spokesperson Carmen Ryan says that on Sunday, a 27-year-old man was killed at the corner of Hull Drive and Kulu Street in Lamontville. It is alleged that the victim and his friends were standing along the road when the suspects approached them, and the victim was shot and killed. KZN police urges that anyone who knows the whereabouts of these two men can contact the investigating officer, Detective Constable Govinda, on 079-5000-163 or Captain Naidu on 082-4116-297. And finally, Naledi Apiwe, the young and talented South African artist who rose to fame after being featured on Chris Brown's song Shooter, has been making some impressive moves in the music industry. Recently, she collaborated with seasoned rapper K.O. on Togoza from our latest album, Parasiti. Speaking to Independent Media Lifestyle, Apiwe opened up about her experience of working with the hitmaker. Apiwe added that she enjoyed working with the seasoned rapper and appreciated the valuable lessons he taught her about music industry. What is even more exciting for Naledi is that she worked with alongside other industry heavyweights, including 25K and MT. As a young and upcoming artist, the 18-year-old shared that she grew up listening to these artists that she now gets to work with. When asked about her thoughts on Parasiti, she described it as a great album with many favorites, particularly Para Love and Togoza. Her music career has been taking off with recent collaboration with artists like Blexi, Sisi, and Mawelele. A summary of our key headlines at this hour. The partners support the call to turn to indigenous food, and the two men sought for Lamontville murder. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 3 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.